views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
With Dr. Kelly Neff, this hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Everyone, I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we really have some of the most gifted artists, healers, and speakers, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and also listen to all of my show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. Today we have a real treat, and today's show is about a topic that is very important to me and I think also important to many of our listeners as we experience this global shifting consciousness and try to understand what that means for ourselves, for humanity, and for our planet. So today's show is really about the emergence of a new story of humanity in human history. In other words, how can we really explore and approach humanity's collective knowledge? And what does the process look like? How does psychedelic medicine, technology, art, visionary culture intersect in helping us really understanding both our collective past and also helping to shape our future? So today, I'm really thrilled to welcome Mitch Schultz to the show. He's a filmmaker, screenwriter, director, producer of some really incredible films, including the groundbreaking documentary DMT, The Spirit Molecule, which is being re-released this fall. Just a little bit about Mitch. Mitch's work really explores the connections between consciousness, nature, culture, and the evolving story of humanity. There really is this confluence of art and information and technology, and that has been a perfect storm that has really helped to inspire his work. And most recently, Mitch created Mythify, which is a multi-platform user experience outlining a new paradigm for consciousness and mythology. Wow. So this is really exciting. Let's please welcome Mitch to the show. Welcome, Mitch.
Hi, thanks for having me, Kelly. Hello to all your listeners.
Hello. Absolutely. We're so happy to have you on here and get to talk about all these wonderful concepts that can be so enhancing to ourselves and our communities. I guess the best place to start is with your story. Did you always know that you were an artist? And how did you get into art and film and now your new transmedia projects?
Sure. Well, I've always been fascinated by art. I've always been fascinated by story more than anything, I think. And that, to me, was the art of words and being able to conjure up scenes and events and different heroes as we have in so many cultures, or all cultures around the world. And it was always the stories that stuck out to me. But that also included art and music, mystical states. And I guess it was probably in my high school years, started to get a sense that filmmaking was the way for me to pursue that and get into storytelling, but also pull in the visual and also the auditory. At this point, it feels a little limiting because of all the new technologies that are coming out, and that's where some of my work is branching out into. But I would say that I maybe not consider myself an artist the whole time, a storyteller for sure, but it changes every day.
I know the feeling. it's important to always be evolving in your process. So did you start off in Hollywood? Did you go down that road and then
No, I didn't have any desire for that. I grew up in South Texas and went to school in Austin, and they have a wonderful film school there, but then found myself in New York for about 7 years.
Awesome. My sister lives in Austin. We used to live in New York. These are really great places to be. And I'm sure that you were probably exposed to so much of the stories, right? Like the rich history of these places and the way those stories kind of play out over time.
Absolutely. I mean, and then how quickly some of those stories are speeding up due to some of the technology. But being intertwined with that and really stopping to take notice of sometimes the little things. I was there for 9/11, which wasn't a little thing. But then there's even getting down to that kind of that minute level. And how are we understanding ourselves in this wonderful thing we call life? Sometimes we get going a little too fast and don't pause to even say, wow, looking around, holy cow, this is amazing.
Well, especially with all this technology and, you know, we almost have this ADD, this media ADD, because there's just so much available to us, way more than we could even consume in a whole day, even if we wanted to spend the entire day on the computer watching documentaries or listening to stories.
Absolutely.
So in a way, there has to be a level of selectivity that we kind of need to kind of like, okay, I really want to listen to something that's going to enhance my consciousness or that's really going to inspire me, as opposed to something that's just going to distract me and kind of lull me into a sense where I can accept their advertisements and so on. So I guess my question for you is, how did you end up, or what inspired you to make DMT the spirit molecule? Hello, Mitch, are you on the air? Did we lose you? Hello. Okay, we might have lost Mitch. hold on one second. Okay. Well, it looks like we just might have lost Mitch's voice connection. But we are going to have our people in the studio try to get him back on the line. And in the meantime, I'm just going to talk a little bit about my experiences watching DMT, the spirit molecule. DMT, for those of you who don't know about it, is the official name is dimethyltryptamine, and it's called the spirit molecule because DMT actually exists in our brains. We release it every night when we dream, and we release a lot of it when we are born and when we die, and I believe that happens in our neocortex. And you'll remember a couple weeks ago, I had Dr. Eben Alexander on the show, who had a near-death experience while his neocortex was shut off. And this was absolutely not related to DMT because his neocortex was shut off. But what's really interesting about DMT is that it can connect us to these incredibly rich and detailed spiritual states. And so people who have been experimenting with this have felt complete ego deaths and a complete unity consciousness with all living beings. And so this is something that has been kind of baffling to scientists, but also incredibly fascinating to scientists. And so DMT, the spirit molecule, really explores this and speaks to people who are experts in the field about their experiences with it. So it's a really fantastic movie if you haven't seen it. I know it's on Netflix, or it has been on Netflix. Oh, it looks like Mitch is back. Mitch, are you back?
I'm back. Yep. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we lost you. I was just talking a little bit about, you know, DMT, the spirit molecule, the film, but I would love to hear from you about what inspired you to make the film.
Sure. The short answer was an experience with DMT. And it was really within the 10-minute experience that things solidified pretty quickly that I needed to explore not just this compound, but the altered states and kind of metaphysicality of what that experience was. It was a life-changing experience in many ways. I had to kind of recontextualize my entire framework for reality. And it took me about 4 years to kind of pull all that back and research as much as I could and try to get my head around the experience a little bit, which is next to impossible that I could even fathom. But it resonated in a way that it pushed me to say, this is a story that needs to be told. And there wasn't much out there at the time. There's a lot out there. I shouldn't say that. There wasn't a whole lot of discussion happening in the popular dialogue and much even in the underground dialogue, because it was still such a unique compound for many people. Mm-hmm. And that's changed pretty dramatically over the last decade. Some of that is because of ayahuasca, which we can get into a little bit later, which has the active compound DMT in it. But it was really that moment in New York that set me on this path in a lot of ways.
And, you know, I was meaning to say earlier, for those people who aren't familiar with DMT or haven't tried DMT, they say it's, you know, thousands of years of knowledge in 10 minutes. And
yeah.
I feel that even that doesn't really adequately describe what it's like, because the experience is so profound and so unexplainable. You're so far out of your own individual consciousness and your own individual body. And the paradox of this being something that's released in our brains every night when we're asleep, right?
Well, they're not sure as far as like the dream state, how much DMT is playing a role there. However, DMT is a naturally occurring compound that is in our bodies all the time. It's within our lungs. It passes to the blood-brain barrier. So even if it's not there at the dream state, the fact that it's within us,
it is in us.
By our brain is a fascinating thing, and needs to be looked at a lot more.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk so much more about this. We got to jump to the break. That came around fast. So when we come back, we're going to talk way more about DMT, ayahuasca, consciousness, this new myth of humanity with director and filmmaker Mitch Schultz. So stay tuned to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we will be right back.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ.
Take a break. We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is filmmaker and screenwriter Mitch Schultz, who is talking with us about DMT, the spirit molecule, the evolution of our consciousness, and the emergence of a new human story. Before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Mitch. Could you give your info to our listeners, tell them where to find more about your films and about Mythify?
Sure. I think we just send them straight to Mythify. This is a brand new thing that we've launched this year, and we'll be developing slowly, but it's mythapi.com, mythify.com.
Very cool. Yeah, I've been checking out the website, and there's all kinds of interesting stuff on there. And really, like you said, transmedia across disciplines, art, music, culture, film, kind of integrating all of those. So definitely go to Mythify and check that out. Moving forward, before we went to the break, we were talking about the science of DMT and kind of how the substance works in the body. And I think that we can both kind of agree that scientists aren't really sure how DMT works in the body. Can we agree on that, Mitch?
Absolutely. There's a lot of research to be done, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes we find ourselves at this place, you know, I am trained as a scientist, but also there are many things that I kind of feel intuitively or I have experienced in my life that can't really be explained by science at this point. And so it's always important, I think, to kind of suspend your belief a little bit and trust yourself and your intuitions and your perceptions and, you know, give empirical research time to develop methodology and kind of practices to actually catch up to what we're experiencing in our consciousness.
It's interesting. Oh, go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
Yeah, and just thinking about that, there is so much research that has to happen. At the same time, there's so much starting to happen now because of Dr. Strassman's work that we looked at with DMT, the spirit molecule, and it's exciting to see that some of that motion is happening and that the FDA and the DEA are interested in what some of these compounds are and what the potential is.
Absolutely. And this is really going across the entire field of psychedelic medicine as a whole is seeing a huge shift and really picking up steam. Obviously, the work of MAPS and many other scientists around the world is really garnering a lot of attention for psychedelic medicine as a truly healing substance across like a wide variety of conditions and experiences. And in a couple weeks, I will have Brad from MAPS on the show, who's going to talk all about this. So I'm very excited for that. What I wanted to ask you, Mitch, about we brought up the DEA and the FDA, and of course, they have really been very diametrically opposed to psychedelic research, but things are changing. Were you concerned with filming and releasing the film DMT, the spirit molecule, that there might be some level of resistance to it?
At first, I knew that I had to walk a very fine line in going about telling the story. And it, like I said, it took me about 4 years for my research to bring me to Dr. Strassman's work in the book, DMT, the Spirit Molecule, which was FDA and DEA approved at the University of New Mexico. And mm-hmm. I thought that was the best way to tell the story of DMT as opposed to kind of the underground or edgy culture side of it, that there was a scientific space there, and it was set up to really check some base parameters of what's going on with the human under the influence of DMT. But what came out of it was this amazing spiritual information and revelation and people having experiences that had changed their lives. So it kind of touched on all the things I wanted to look at, but then fitting in the cultural aspect too of, okay, what has happened since the 70s when all of this stuff got shut down, everything either went, that didn't really go away, but just went underground a bit more than it had been. And it's starting to come back out now because of Dr. Strassman's research. So I really wanted to hold that piece. I thought it was going to be important for the majority and to reach the widest audience to have something there that was not as aggressive. And you have these amazing people talking about some amazing experiences. It's kind of hard to turn away from that and not listen. And they really did a wonderful job being able to explain some very amazing and kind of otherworldly experiences.
I know that some of these experiences include, you know, spirit beings in other dimensions, you know, traveling through to the other side of the galaxy. What are some of the other amazing experiences that people have had when using DMT?
Sure. you know, we started to touch about that a little bit in the last little segment. The experience of, I love the way Dennis McKenna described it in the film, is that it's pulling away all of our filters that we have within this egoic body. We see a small fraction of the light spectrum. We hear a small portion of the audio that's going on. All these other energies and things that are moving through us at all times. We have a very narrow focus.
Yes,
a lot of times that limits how we're going to move through the world. But all of a sudden, those get pulled away, and you're almost getting bombarded with this open information system that almost feels like it makes up the other side or this other hidden reality that is not here in this physical reality. And from that, people get a sense of traveling, which is unusual for most psychedelics. You can just kind of be there and you still have a sense of space around you, but this, you have a sense of moving through something, a tunnel towards something, being passed by huge concepts and ideas. And then there are entities that appear. Some have been described as angelic, aliens. And I think some of that is a contextual thing on where somebody might be coming from with their own cultural framework and how they're interpreting that. But there's also these huge cathartic releases of past traumas and pure divinity. And it starts to open up like, well, what is going on here? What's happening in this, almost like some people describe seeing little elves or the builders of our reality. And when you come into contact with some of those ideas that might sound a little outlandish, you don't have the context that we would normally have here in this 3D reality. And so there's a different resonance with what it is. And it almost feels realer than this reality, if you will.
And it's funny, I just came back from Firefly Gathering yesterday, and I was having this experience all day, not on DMT, but just this experience that the dreams I was having felt very real and reality felt very dreamlike. And this dates back, I mean, thousands of years into Buddhist philosophy of our entire reality is an illusion and our dreams are as real as this reality. And it's so interesting how so many of the people using DMT report that experience, that it seems like a dream, but it's actually much more real than our current reality. So I just find it fascinating, and I'm really excited and happy that the movie has become such a phenomenon. Did you expect it to resonate so deeply for so many people?
I knew that it had a different element to it that would have a hopefully a long life in culture, because it had such huge concepts and something that really covered all of humans. It wasn't segregated into this side, north, south, or black, white, or anything. This was something that was inherent in human beings, especially this naturally occurring thing. And so I thought that if we were able to kind of look at it from as much of an unbiased view as we could, that we would be able to get something that would resonate. It would resonate for years down the road and also be a kind of a touch point to come back to. There's a lot of other content that we didn't use in the film, and there's some amazing stuff to go learn about all of this as well. So,
Absolutely. And then on top of it, you're also making films about psilocybin and ayahuasca, correct?
Working on some new projects. Yeah. Last year we went down to Peru, and there were a group of us that wanted to show kind of a personal side to this. With DMT, the spirit molecule, we were talking to the experts, and then those specific to Dr. Strassman's experiments. Mm-hmm. And we took a group of friends and colleagues down and worked with Huachuma, which is San Pedro cactus. And then we also did another one that was shot last July, and that was all focused on ayahuasca. And we'll be releasing the ayahuasca film this fall. And then we're also partnering up with another filmmaker here in Austin, Texas, that has been working on the psilocybin documentary and looking at the research that was happening at Johns Hopkins, NYU, and UCLA around end-of-life treatments or anxiety for cancer patients that had been terminally ill. And they were having some amazing success with that and documenting that, not just the research, but also what had happened to the individuals along the way that were participating in the studies. There were roughly 75% of the participants said it was one of the best experiences of their life, and it had given them calm about death.
I mean, what a huge blessing, right? And I think that the power of story is that you can look at a bunch of data And that can be, you know, very persuading, but hearing individual people's experiences and really allowing that to sink in can almost be more profound and more inspiring when there's a heart and the soul behind the data.
Yes, and you get that they're talking from that, from their heart, that there's no pretension or falsity or anything coming out of it, because it, the look and the feel and where they're going with it, it is that. It's straight from the heart.
Straight from the heart. I can't wait to see those films as well, and whatever other projects might even be coming out in the future. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about those new projects, more about Mythify, and more about how all of these kind of films and how our expanding visionary culture really plays into creating this new myth, this new story of humanity, and what that looks like. So I'm Dr. Kelly Neff, and you're listening to Lucid Planet Radio, and I'm here with Mitch Schultz, and we are going to talk a lot more when we come back. So stay tuned and see you after the break. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
1230 WBLQ.
Yeah, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have filmmaker, screenwriter, and really media wizard Mitch Schultz here to talk about culture, art, psychedelic medicine, truth, reality, consciousness, our human stories. We've been having a really interesting discussion so far, and I would love to continue in the vein of that discussion. before we move on, just by talking about psychedelic medicine and how science is now actually supporting the notion that psychedelic medicine can help people with a wide variety of conditions, from anxiety to depression to helping with relationships, end-of-life anxiety for cancer patients, even quitting smoking. I mean, the list goes on and on. And telling stories about these individuals is really a great way to put the message across and to feel the importance of these therapies, in addition to just looking at scientific data. And so I wanted to ask you, Mitch, you know, how do you go about finding the stories or soliciting the stories? Do they just come to you? Do you have to go in search of these stories to then kind of present them to the world?
Well, in a lot of ways, I feel like they do come to me. DMT, the spirit molecule, and what I kind of described earlier and my encounter with that. And it really was from that in my exploration and research into DMT, the spirit molecule, that started informing a bigger story. And this is what Mythify is kind of all about. It's a four-part narrative framework, if you will. Each one of these parts or four pieces has a particular documentary attached to it. And the first part of that is mind, and this is really the spirit molecule. I'm looking at how are we understanding our base consciousness, scientifically, spiritually, philosophically. What is our awareness, basically? Mm-hmm. And then the second part of that has kind of come second is the ground of being, and this is the eco part of Mythify, and looking at animal, minerals, and plants. And since we have to live in this three-dimensional space, how are we symbiotically living with the natural world? How are we growing food? How are we treating animals? What sort of resources are we pulling, and how are we putting those back? Then the third part looks at the celebration of that. How do we find ourselves in this wonderful, beautiful thing called life on this planet floating through lots of space? How do we celebrate that? Through art, through music, through writing, dance, any number of expressive means. And that could be anything that strikes somebody's fancy as a way to express themselves. And the last part is really about language and storytelling. And it kind of takes all of the previous and says, how am I, as an individual, and ultimately through your culture, showing yourself off and communicating yourself to the world, and also receiving that? I think there's a give and a take on that. So what are your ethos, and how are you sharing that with others? And that kind of makes up this four-part story that we're calling Mythify. And it's a large transmedia nexus or place that people can really go and share their own stories, not just ours. And that's what our goal is ultimately with this.
You know, and I think that so many of us have stories that we want to share. And there's also so many of us who want to share our stories, but either we don't have the language, or we're not empowered to share it, or we don't believe we're artists, or we don't believe our stories we're sharing, or we're afraid of being so vulnerable when we share our stories. And so my question for you is, how do people overcome that? How do they find that creative voice and that confidence in sharing their story with their community and other like-minded people?
Sure. For myself, there have been a lot of changes in my story, and I think that probably be the same for most people out there. I've come to a place in my life that I believe that everybody has a story to tell, but it's just as profound and meaningful as the person next to us, or the animal next to us, or even the rock, for that matter, however that story is told. Mm-hmm. But pulling from that and saying, look, we all have that thing in us, that we're all our own kind of hero in our own hero's journey. And so how are we looking back at our life? What were these things that have defined who we are? There are certain turning points or decisions that had to be made. And looking back and just bullet pointing some of those things, and then starting to understand yourself as a different person within those kind of nodes along your own life path. And knowing how that story is being communicated to the world. What happened when you were 3 years old that made you react a particular way? And it's not a bad thing. This is just part of the system that we're living in. And when you can become aware of those things, you can step into it and empower yourself by knowing them, being aware of them, and how they're influencing you. And those can become some amazing tools to go out and work with. Hello?
Hello, you're breaking up, okay. But I think I got you back now. I am wondering, Do you have any advice for how people can separate the ego from their own personal story? Is it even possible?
It's tough. I think psychedelic experience gives you a good glimpse into that. That's not necessarily enough to make that last, and it's very hard sometimes to integrate that those experiences. But they can give you that breakaway. But there are other ways to do that, you know, through meditation, through exercise even, and even through diet sometimes if you are very aware of those. There are other ways to get to those states of saying, oh, right, this has a pattern in my life that is affecting me in any number of ways, through how I'm moving physically to how I'm even emotionally reacting to my boss or a friend. So I think they're all individual, and everybody has to kind of step back a little bit from themselves. And I, my mentor, one of my mentors and good friends, a man named Joe Loya, who was a bank robber and found himself in prison after robbing over 30 banks, had an experience where he taught himself how to look back at his life. And it's an empowering thing where we can say historically, this is who I was, this is where I came from, this is what I did, this is how I got here. And that can help an individual, I think, separate themselves a little bit from that egoic drive that kind of underlies most of how we interact with the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely something to be said for our, you know, in psychology, social psychology, which is my area of training, we talk a lot about how we're always trying to make ourselves look good to the outside world, that we can't be completely objective about ourselves because we're always concerned with how we appear to others. And yet it's such an important part of the journey to break free of that, something that I've definitely struggled with. And, you know, as soon as you think you got it figured out, you're right back where you started. But there's really something to be said for being present and mindful and accountable for your behaviors, the motivations for your behaviors, and the way that they've affected you and your world and other people. And if participating in kind of this open source reality like Mythify can help people actually become more accountable because they feel safe and they feel that they're seeing it from other people. And so they want to kind of further the story of humanity from that lens, as opposed to a story of a humanity that's so incredibly selfish and egoic, which is part of our story of humanity that we're grappling with.
Yes. And that is changing that story of humanity. I think there was a lot of that ego, I think, that's been running at least the Western world for the last 100 plus years, and maybe even much more. But it's, people seem to be moving more towards kind of a caring, more network-centric, community base, as opposed to this hard drive for just complete individuality. They're kind of coming back into like, hey, you know what, we're doing some things over here on the planet, and they're affecting this thing here. How do we adjust some resources that we might be able to make a little bit, I don't know, say better distributed network, if you will. And people are becoming more aware of these things that are happening on the planet. And I think that's happening collectively because people are starting to do this on an individual level as well.
Absolutely. Well, it always starts from within. And then, and my advice to people, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like we want to change the world. We feel like Earth is reaching this tipping point where the Earth's resources have been completely stretched. And, you know, things really do need to change now. That's what science is actually showing us now. And, but we feel so much pressure.
You got to be cautious of listening to science.
Yeah, you gotta listen to science. It's, you know, it's true. But you know, at the same time, really, you can't take that pressure on. All you can do is literally the actions that you make yourself and the way that you treat yourself and other people is enough. And if every single person made those changes, we might actually see things change very quickly in our collective consciousness, and then suddenly that would manifest in the physical reality.
Yes, and I do believe that is happening. I'm positive about the future. I think more and more people are coming to this. It's creating that space to allow kind of a quantum leap and jump in the way that we understand the world and interact within it.
Yeah, I feel really positive too. And, you know, sometimes I think, maybe I'm just an optimist or really I'm just a realist. But, you know, the fact that we have this knowledge and the fact that things are getting better all the time, little tiny things, like, for example, you know, Taco Bell announced it's going to go GMO and organic, like, you know, little things like that. When I hear that, I think, okay, people are actually making a difference. And, you know, it takes consumers, choosing how they spend their money to really influence change.
Definitely. And that's where you see a lot of it, because it's still run by that.
Exactly. So anyway, we're going to go for a short break. And when we talk more, we will talk really more about getting involved in this new open source reality of humanity and what that looks like. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Mitch Schultz, who you can find at mythify.com. M-Y-T-H-P-H-I. Is that right?
Yes. There's an A between the myth and the phi, the P-H-I.
Mythify. Okay.
Mythify.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, we will take a quick break and see you in a couple minutes.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I have filmmaker and screenwriter Mitch Schultz here talking about the emergence of a new story of humanity and really the possibilities of changing the world through transmedia storytelling. Hi, Mitch.
Hi.
One thing that I think is really important is that the kind of the belief that change is possible Do you believe that change is possible even in our lifetime?
Absolutely. In fact, I think we're going to see a lot of change in our lifetimes, the next 5 to 20 years. The one thing that we do know, I think, as humanity, even though we don't want to look at it all the time, is that change is ongoing. And we know that things, even looking back historically from this time sequence, we see that things have changed dramatically. And we've seen that speed up exponentially, as many people have talked about, through these new technologies and what's happening through our garnered awareness and just access to information. It's changing the way that we operate and see the world. And I think that's going to continue to change. It's the complexity is becoming greater and greater, and we have to adapt to deal with that. Otherwise, the system does kind of pass you by and will spit you out in a way. It becomes part of everybody's life, again, whether or not we want to see it or not.
How do we adapt to change? Maybe you can speak a little bit about speak to this process and how we go through that process.
I like to look at it through the hero's journey again. I've mentioned that a couple times, and Joseph Campbell's work and looking maybe at the bigger archetype, but I think that is related to each individual, where we go through these cycles. So it's, all right, everything is feeling steady. I'm speaking maybe from the West, because there's a lot of things here that may not be the case if you're talking about other parts of the world. But let's just say there's this change, but you're at a place where, okay, stability. I've got the things that I need. I've got a roof over my head. There's some food. And then something shifts, and you're all of a sudden you're kind of out of balance a little bit, and you're not sure what's missing. It might be something at work. Within that first kind of awareness of something's off, we have a tendency to look back and try to go back and change something to where it was before. And usually it's a life condition, which could be any number of things, that is influencing that change. And so if we're able to kind of stop and look around or try to move with that flow and not fight the change and be resistant to it, but try to see what it's trying to tell us, if you will. How are we moving and understanding ourselves again in that narrative? And that change process dips even more, but then there seems to be this kind of trough at the bottom where, and we've probably all been there looking up going, gosh, this can't get any worse. But then there's a little slope, and things seem to be looking up, and then change happens within that. And that's that kind of rise again, and your ability to go out and share that change with the world, or your new self with the world. So that change and that bigger evolutionary step that happens not just on the individual level, but on the cultural level or on the societal level, these things are ongoing. And if we're just, a lot of people are talking about the flow lately, and that can equate to how you're moving your body, but also your income, to how you're growing food, and just being aware of how the shifts and patterns are moving. And it's hard to get into that state. But if we take a little time, whether it's meditation, whether it's just an exercise, whether it's a psychoactive practice of psychedelic states or any number of other things, it's important to be aware that change will happen and not to push against it when it does start to happen.
Thank you for bringing up flow and the inevitability of this process of flow, that everything ebbs and flows, and that's okay. That's kind of part of life. Recognizing when you're in a peak or in a trough can be so integral in how you cope and how you make decisions and how you react and integrate with your world. I know that I've found myself so many times where sometimes everything's in flow and you're just, you know, full speed ahead. And then other times you're kind of stunted and nothing's going the way that it should. And, you know, one thing that I have learned through experience, although I constantly, when you're in that state where nothing's working, you want to just like, sometimes when you're in that state where nothing's working, you want to just like, push. You want to push your will through when really the best thing to do is be like water. My boyfriend Jimmy Ohm, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, he always quotes Bruce Lee, who said, "Be like water. Water can take any different form." And so when you flow, when things aren't working out and you want to push and it's not working, you know, you can either be the wave or you can get bashed by the waves into the rocks. And so I love the idea of always being conscious of flow. And if things aren't working, there's a reason, and allow yourself to do something different and see where that flow takes you. And when you are in flow, give all of your energy and your inspiration into that flow and see where that takes you. And that will make your evolution, your in the human school of life, you know, way less painful and maybe a lot more fun and enjoyable to just allow things to happen as they do. So that's absolutely my thought for the day.
Well, and that to me ties in, I guess, is more kind of a direct, and people have probably heard this a million times, but trusting your heart, your intuition. I think that we all have that innate ability to know what is right for us. And many, yes, many times we are not listening to that. And that so is when a lot of hardship starts to come in.
You know, and I think anybody who is pursuing a creative career or who is putting their creative voice out there knows this to be true. That, you know, if you're afraid of the criticism and if you're afraid of people not liking your work, you know, you're never actually going to have the courage to be vulnerable and put your work out there. But if you're following your heart and you genuinely trust and believe in yourself and what you're doing, it doesn't really matter what anybody else says. It doesn't really matter, you know, who thinks what, whether they love it or they hate it. Like, as long as it feels right to you and in alignment with you and your heart and your intuitions, you can put that out there, knowing that it's the right thing. And man, it can be hard. The journey from the head to the heart is one of the longest ones in all of our existence, as they say. And it's just a question of really taking the time and really listening to yourself, you know, look into the study of kinesiology, which kind of is the science of showing how we are our own truth and lie detectors, and how we do know, like, even in our body and our skin resistance, we know what is true and what isn't, and we can use that on ourselves. Mitch, do you have any closing thoughts before we go? We've got like a minute or two left in the show.
I would just encourage everybody out there listening to start asking some of those big humanitarian questions again of, you know, who am I, but who are we as a species, and what are we doing here, and why are we here? Just pausing a little bit to think about some of that stuff, and I think it starts to shift our lives a little bit, just opening up some possibilities and thinking about those big, broader questions, and it starts to hopefully help you find your heart, find what's important to you.
Wow. I mean, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I really think that that's such great advice. And Mitch, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, you can find out all about Mitch's work and this amazing Mythify project at mythify.com. It's mythaphi.com. And, I just want to say, I just came back from Firefly Gathering in Arizona, and tomorrow I am on my way to Sonic Bloom Festival in Rye, Colorado, very much the celebration of our new story and the new narrative that we're creating that emerges at these transformational festivals. If you're going to be at Sonic Bloom, I would love to see you at my sex and relationship workshop, which is Sunday at 12:30 in the Dome, and I will also be covering press and interviewing for Lucid Planet, so really excited to be there and to connect with all my Colorado tribe. And again, I want to thank Mitch Schultz for really being such an inspiration to so many people. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a wonderful time today, and I hope that you join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific time. You can find me at thelucidplanet.com, and also connect with me, please, on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I will be interviewing Missy Woolridge, who is the director of the nonprofit organization Dance Safe, who promotes health and safety within the nightlife and electronic dance music community. And again, if you're in Colorado, I hope to see you at Sonic Bloom. All right, that's it for today. Light and love, and I will see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show Lucid Planet Radio with renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for up-